This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Election Commission officials discuss upcoming polls-related issues. Election Code of Conduct comes into effect from midnight yesterday. Election Commission publishes proportional representation candidates list for March 5 polls. Commission directs first-past-the-post candidates to file nominations tomorrow. Major festival of Tamang community Sonam Losar being observed today. President and Vice President express greetings to all celebrating. And UK Prime Minister says Greenland's future lies with its people to US President. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and officials of the Election Commission held election-related discussions yesterday at the official residence of Prime Minister in Balwatar. In the meeting, Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentarian Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha, Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma and officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari, among others, dwelt on the election-related matters. Meanwhile, the Election Code of Conduct for the upcoming March 5th election to the House of Representatives has come into force from midnight yesterday. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission, Kul Bahadur GC, said that a meeting of the Commission convened yesterday took the decision to this effect. The Election Commission has made public the closed list of the proportional representation PR candidates for the upcoming House of Representatives election. According to the Commission, the list includes 3,213 candidates submitted by 63 political parties using 57 election symbols. Spokesperson at the Commission Narayan Prasad Bhattrai said the list was published yesterday in line with the House of Representatives Proportional Election Directive 2082. He added that complaints regarding the qualifications of any listed candidate can be filed from January 19 today to January 24 following the procedure set by the Election Directive. Meanwhile, the Commission has instructed candidates contesting under the first-past-the-post system to appear at the concerned office of the returning officer with required documents to file their nominations. According to the election schedule, nominations for the House of Representatives elections to be held on March 5 will be registered on January 20 tomorrow. As per the Commission's guidelines, candidates must comply with relevant election laws, regulations, directives and the Election Code of Conduct. Party candidates are required to present an official nomination letter from their party and all candidates must submit personal and property details to the returning officer. The Tamang community across the country is celebrating Sonam Losar, the New Year festival, with various cultural programs today. According to the Manjushri calendar, the year 2862 begins today, marking the end of the snake year and the start of the horse year. The festival is observed annually on Magh Shukla Pratipada with traditional rituals, music and cultural events following a 12-year cycle represented by animal symbols. It is mainly celebrated in districts of the Bagmati region where the Tamang community has a significant presence. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podel and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav have expressed best wishes to all celebrating Sonam Losar today. The government has decided to form an investigation commission to look into irregularities in cooperatives. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on 16th of January at a press conference organized at the ministry yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Jagdish Kharel said the cabinet decided to form the commission under the chairmanship of former High Court Judge Binod Prasad Sharma. Similarly, the government has decided to accept a grant in US dollars equivalent to $3.6 million to be received through the World Wildlife Fund, WWF. Minister Kharel said the cabinet has approved the acceptance aid equivalent to $3,621,983 for managing the human-tiger interface in Nepal project to be received through the WWF. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has decided to form a negotiation team under the leadership of a joint secretary of the Ministry of Finance to hold talks with the World Bank regarding the receipt of concessional loans and grants for the Clean Air and Prosperity project. The Sherbahadur Deoba-led faction of the Nepali Congress has filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court yesterday challenging the Election Commission's decision to grant official status to Gagan Thapa Group. The Supreme Court administration has stated that the preliminary hearing on the writ petition will take place tomorrow. The petition was filed by Shravan Kumar Shrestha as a representative of Congress leaders Deoba and Purna Bahadur Khadka. The writ petition has sought annulment of the Election Commission's decision, suspension of the candidate nominations for the election on January 20, arguing that the newly elected Central Working Committee of the Nepali Congress was unlawful. The National Assembly convened its first session since the vandalism and arson at the Federal Parliament building during the Zenzi uprising. The meeting was held yesterday at the Federal Parliament Secretariat in Singha Darbar following a summon by President Ramchandra Paudel. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal read out the President's letter convening this session, which comes as preparations for the House of Representatives elections are underway. 19 new members are set to be elected to the National Assembly on January 25. Meanwhile, Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ekram Giri confirmed that three members, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Bamdev Gautam and Bhagwati Neopane, resigned immediately after the meeting ahead of filing their nominations for the upcoming House of Representatives elections. Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Balendra Shah has resigned from his post, the Mayor's Secretariat confirmed with their resignation effective from yesterday. Shah assumed office as a senior leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party at the party's Banasthali office yesterday afternoon, where he was officially sworn in. He is expected to contest the upcoming House of Representatives election on March 5 under the first-past-the-post system. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Shrestha has said that inclusive and sustainable development cannot be achieved without the meaningful participation of indigenous women in parliament and policy making. Speaking at the 25th anniversary of the National Indigenous Women's Federation Nepal yesterday, she highlighted challenges such as gender inequality, social discrimination, limited economic opportunities and cultural exclusion. The minister reaffirmed her ministry's commitment to addressing issues along with increasing women voters, promoting women candidates and ensuring the participation of senior citizens and marginalized community in March 5 polls. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said the role of media is very important to make the upcoming election to the House of Representatives a success. Distributing the identity card related to affiliation to Social Security Fund SSF for employees working at the National News Agency on temporary contract and daily wages basis yesterday, Minister Kharel lauded the role played by the agency as their responsible and accountable professional news agency. On a different note, the minister mentioned that the interim government had carried out works having long-term importance amidst limited time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Sir Keir Starmer has told U.S. President Donald Trump that imposing tariffs on allies opposing a U.S. takeover of Greenland would be wrong. The BBC has quoted the 10 Downing Street as saying that in a phone call, Sir Keir stressed that Greenland's future must be decided by its own people and Denmark and warned that tariffs on NATO allies undermine collective security. He further said that the security in the Arctic region is a shared priority for all NATO members. The call followed Trump's threat to impose a 10% tariff on goods from 8 European countries, including the UK, from February 1, over opposition to his proposal to purchase Greenland. The 8 countries, including Denmark, France and Germany, issued a joint statement expressing solidarity with Denmark and Greenland, warning the move could damage transatlantic relations. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Kandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining areas will experience mainly fair weather today. Mist is likely to persist at a few places over the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Election Commission officials discuss upcoming polls-related issues. Election Code of Conduct comes into effect from midnight yesterday. Election Commission publishes proportional representation candidates list for March 5 polls. Commission directs first-past-the-post candidates to file nominations tomorrow. Major festival of Tamang community Sonam Losar being observed today. President and Vice President express greetings to all celebrating. And UK Prime Minister says Greenland's future lies with its people to US President. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.